So it's like, how do you know if there's even an end in sight? They already made arrangements for two of my kids not to come home because they said, well, they'll go into independent living program and stay in foster care for until they're 18. My 15-year-old, they let her do whatever she wants. And say, well, the law says she can do what she wants. She doesn't have to see you if she doesn't want to. She can live where she wants. Well, a little of both, I guess. I just wanted to see, like, how do you know where the end is or if there even is an end? My kids were taken July 31st, and since then, there's been no changes. Visitation's the same. Everything's the same. I didn't get a court date till the end of January, and they just said, okay, see you in 5 months. And nothing has changed, and there's no like, promise of anything changing. So it's like, how do you know if there's even an end in sight? They already made arrangements for two of my kids not to come home because they said, well, they'll go into independent living program and stay in foster care for until they're 18. My 15-year-old, they let her do whatever she wants, and they say, well, the law says she can do what she wants. She doesn't have to see you if she doesn't want to. She can live where she wants. So it's like, where is the, you know, is there an end? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel your frustration. You know, I'm licensed in California, not in Arizona, but are you represented by an attorney in Arizona?
Yes, I have a public defender who's finally, I finally have a good public defender. He's actually fought for me. He got one of the charges. My daughter just went all out to try to live somewhere else. So she made up some horrific stuff about me and my wife, big sexual charges, everything. And my attorney now at least got that taken away, but we still have to do more, and we're not sure exactly what that more is or when. You know, they keep piling on more and more stuff to do in an attempt to keep the kids out of the house as long as possible. So it's like, where is the end, you know?
Right. Have you sat down with your attorney? Sounds like you got a good one right now, and have him or her explain, you know, the overall concept of your CPS case and, you know, the timelines and all that. Have you had a chance to get that discussion in?
Yeah, I have. And he says that there really is no timeline yet because we don't know. He doesn't know what they're going to ask us to do next. The court hasn't said anything. There's no plan yet. We don't have anything set up because they haven't told us yet. And he says they don't have to tell us yet. So it's like, I don't know what's going on. I never talked to the caseworker. She never talks to me. And so it's like, I don't know. I just had to take the psychological exam yesterday, and we don't know if they're gonna make us do extra stuff because of that.
Right. Have you had a chance to have a trial or some type of contested hearing?
That happened in last month, and all it was I had to, he said it's just best to plead no contest because they'll just rip you apart and make up a whole bunch of other stuff. So I said, just plead no contest because at least they took away the sexual allegations, which the police said there was nothing to it. And my kids said there was nothing to it, but they kept it going.
Right.
So he's like, just do this and then do what they tell you to do and get it over with. But they haven't told us what we have to do yet or when there'll even be an end. We have parent aid now, but it doesn't make any difference.
I would suspect that they have to give you some type of case plan, which are family reunification services, so that you have to participate in to get the children back. You know, theoretically, if you were in California, the case could go on until the youngest child, turns 18 or even 21 in California. So when you say, is there an end in sight? Yes, there's always an end. There won't be minors forever. Worst case scenario, they keep them, you know, until they reach the age of majority. Best case scenario is that they send them home to you next week. But that all depends, you know, on the Family Reunification Services plan and the recommendations of the social worker.
Okay. Is there a time when they have to give you a plan?
You know, in California, they have to give you the plan right at the disposition or at the end of the disposition hearing. There is some authority that, during the 6-month reviews, they might be able to modify that plan. And I've seen, some plans, people, social workers add on to the plan at the 6-month date. But they do have to give you the plan. I mean, I believe that's required by federal regulations and federal regulations with Department of Health and Human Services, which provides, most of the money that run these courts. The states and the counties are supposed to be following those regulations.
Yeah, it's just like the rules are changing all the time, and it's like, I don't know, maybe there is a plan, maybe I don't know exactly what's going on. It's like maybe they're gonna add on more to it. It's like, okay, well, what exactly do you want us to do so we can do it? You haven't even told us what it is our kids said that we did. It's like, how can we fix what we don't know was wrong to begin with? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Are your children at least with family, friends, or even relatives?
I finally got them in with friends. We got the process started so they can go with my mother in Seattle, but that's taking forever. And I don't know if that's even going to happen because it's taking so long. And
Right. That's
but at
the
least they're with a family that I wanted them to be with. One of my kids that started this, she didn't want to be with anybody, so they let her stay in the group home. But she finally decided to go in with her brothers and sisters. So at least they're all together.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That placement in Seattle, Washington, with your mother, it's usually done by what they call here, at least in California, an interstate compact for the placement of children. And it's where all of the states in the United States have agreed, to work together to get children placed there. I always try to ask that the ICPC be what's called an expedited ICPC, which has to take place within 30 days. Otherwise, if you just get a regular ICPC, you could be waiting several months to get, the children placed there, or even a report
How do you
recommending.
get it expedited?
Well, you have to ask the judge to order it. See, in this case, the court probably ordered an ICPC, but you want to ask the court to order an expedited ICPC. There's a whole different law and regulation that covers that, and it speeds everything up so that you can get an answer or a recommendation for the receiving state or from the receiving state within 30 days.
Okay. Is it hard to get that, to get the judge to agree to it?
Generally, no. You just ask, Judge, can I have an expedited ICPC? Sure, Mr. Davis, we'll order that.
Okay. All right. I just have to do that through my attorney.
Yes, do that definitely through your attorney. And it seems that you're very happy with your attorney, so it seems like you and your attorney can work together on that particular issue. Just shoot him an email or give him a call.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. It's like, yeah, they've already separated my family for good. Two of them, they've already made plans to like never come home. They like talked them into independent living so that they don't have to come home,
Well, when they turn
So.
18, they can come back home for sure, right?
Okay. Yeah, they can. It's like they're talking. One of them never goes to visitation, never does anything. And I try to find out why. My only answer is, well, she doesn't have
2 minutes.
to want to. So it's like, well, what are you teaching her? You're not even trying to, mend the relationship. And
Right.
they don't care.
I hear about that often, to be honest. And it makes me sad. They promise the children certain things, better life, not have to deal with this. Oh, if this is a problem for you, we'll help you fix it by getting you out of there. And the kids take it because, especially,
That's it.
as teenagers or whatever, they want that
Yep.
better options, the freedom to get to do whatever they want.
That's
And
absolutely.
that's kind of what this sounds like.
Yeah, that's totally what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
How old did you say that they were?
I have one that's 17 and one that's turning 15. The one that's
Yeah.
turning 15 started all this so that she could go live, with some of her friends, and it's worked.
Yep. Well, I really hope you get. How long did you say that this has been going on?
They were taken on July 31st, and my wife and I can't even have visits at the same time. We can't even see them at the same time.
That's interesting.
Was there some type of domestic
I'm.
violence alleged?
Yeah. That was one of them. That was one of the charges too. Yeah, it was. So we're finished.
You do know some of the charges. I thought you said you were unaware of what they were.
I know some of, well, I just know they said domestic violence and they said some sexual allegations, but that's all I know. I don't know specifically, okay, what did I do then that was domestic violence? What does she say I did in the house? Did she say I beat them up? Did she say I yelled too much? What is it that I need to work on? They won't tell me.
You know, if you haven't been told of any classes that you guys need to go to, maybe you can talk to your attorney about starting, you know, DV classes and parenting classes just to get the ball going.
But they keep adding. They'll add more. They're going to, my attorney says they're just going to add more. We just don't know what it is yet.
Hey, Charles, I want to thank you for calling and thank you for listening. Okay. Give us a call in about 3 weeks
everything.
And give us an update,
thanks
okay?
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Charles.
Bye.
Hey, Cynthia, we got to take our first break of the day. We'll be back after these messages. We'll